Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Lamed Aleph, the 131st Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is one of the shortest prokim in all of the Book of Tehillim, with a sum total of 3 psukim. Just a homework assignment is, where is the other Mizmor in Tehillim, which is only 3 psukim, and where is the shortest one, which is 2 psukim? Food for thought. In the meantime, let's jump straight in. We have 3 psukim over here, and let's take a look at the theme. The theme overall is humility. This is an expression of humility. The narrator, the Meshorer, tells us he was never arrogant, he was never haughty, did not expect things of his life based on his station. Hashem lo gavali bi velo ramu einai. I did not have a haughty heart, or my eyes were not lofty. I did not go in the ways of gedolos, lo hilachti bigdolos, lo niflois mimeni. I didn't go in the ways that were hidden from me, they weren't of my cut, of my space. Then he describes how dependent he is on Hashem. He says in the image, Kegamul alei imoi, like a child which is dependent on nursing with their mother. And finally, he turns outwards to the rest of Israel, Yachel Yisrael el Hashem me'atov ad olam, that Israel should hope in Hashem from now and forever. It almost seems that this mizmor is a vidui. It's a confession said by the narrator, by the Mishorer, who's admitting, or rather actually self-auditing himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem, you know that I never did this. You know I wasn't arrogant. You know I was dependent on you. And then at the end, he turns outwards to the rest of Israel, encouraging them to act in the same way that he has described himself in acting. It could be, in fact, that he's setting an example for others to learn from. Let's look at the events behind this mizmor. It's fascinating that this is one of the 3 up till now of the Shir HaMaalos. This is in fact the 12th Shir HaMaalos, and it's the 3rd one which has the introduction LeDavid, to David, which implies that it has to do something with David Melech's life. And in fact, it has a lot to do with his life. The way the Chida has it, as he quotes the Yerushalmi, is each line of this mizmor relates to an aspect of David's life. Lo gavali bi, my heart was not arrogant, b'shah, shemach shemashchani, Shmuel, when Shmuel anointed me even though I was his young shepherd boy. Lo ramu einai, my eyes were not high, that's when I killed Goliath. V'lo lahilachti bigdolos, I did not walk in ways of greatness, that's at the time when I brought the Aaron to Yerushalayim, the Ark to Yerushalayim. We know that David HaMelech danced in a way that even his wife felt was unbecoming, but that was as a function of his great honor to the Aaron returning to its proper place. And the hidden things I did not take for myself, it refers to at the time, Sheikh Ziruni Lemalchusi, that at the time I was returned to my kingship. Meaning these are autobiographical notes of David HaMelech, as he expresses in his own life that even though there were moments in life which were moments where I could really have thought myself of being a worthy person, of being a person who had it coming to them, I did not. That's what this mizmor is saying, and therefore it's reflecting those specific elements and moments in his life. In fact, just to add one dimension to that, is when he describes Kegamul alei imoi, like this child based who's dependent on their mother, it could be relating to the conversation that David HaMelech had with Tzadok HaKohen when he was leaving Yerushalayim, fleeing from his own son Avshalom in Perek Tezvov in Shmuel Beis, in which he says to Tzadok, look, you know, I'm not going to take the Aaron with me. If Hashem sees me fit to come back, I'll come back. And if not, Hashem will do what's right in his eyes. The absolute notion of dependence, complete dependence on Hashem, is what David is expressing, which is what he's saying in this mizmor itself. It could be, argues the Dat Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, that this mizmor, in fact, was authored by David, but it was said or forced to be said by all the Malchei Yisrael, the Malchei based David. That the kings were forced to say this almost as a self-audit. Are you living up to the mores? Are you living up to the values and that David HaMelech himself lived by? Of the idea of that the king should not have a haughty heart. It is interesting that later on there are echoes of this speech in the speech that Yirmiyahu gives to his student, his prior student, Baruch Ben Neria in Perek Memhei in Yirmiyahu. It's a very short Perek. The Yirmiyahu says to you, Baruch, va'ata tevakesh l'cha gedolos al tevakesh. He says, don't go after big things. Ki neni mevi ra'ah kol besor ne'um Hashem, because I'm about to bring terrible evil to the land. V'nosati l'cha es nafshecho l'shalol al kol ha'mekomois asher telech shom. But I'll at least grant you life in the places where you may go. This idea of don't seek great things for yourself seems to be borrowing from the Lashon of Tehillim here. Yirmiyahu is quoting David HaMelech's charge to those who are listening. It is interesting that there's another way to read this mizmor, and that is adopted by the Mefarshim like the Radak and the Alshech, that this is actually referring to Golus and Geula, referring to exile. The Radak usually takes us in this direction. And what he is explaining is that this is the modus operandi, this is the way that the nation of Israel needs to operate in exile. Not haughty, not arrogant, completely dependent and hoping in Hashem. This is the Golus Jew. This is the diaspora Yid. This is the person who's not in their place, not in their element. And that's what David HaMelech is teaching us. In fact, the Alshech explains this flows straight off the end of Kuf Lamed, Mizmor Kuf Lamed 130, where we just finished off saying, "V'hu yifdeis Yisrael mikol avonosav," Hashem will redeem Israel from all of their sins. Well, how does that work? Step number one in the program is humility. Don't be arrogant. That's how we get out of Golus. We usually consider and we look at the places in our Tefillah that this Mizmor appears, and this Mizmor does not appear in our Siddur wholesale or part meal either. In terms of a pasuk in the spotlight, I want to just focus on one brief but very, very powerful idea that is adopted by the Meher Shilach, the Ishbetz Rebbe, in Sefer Bereshis, in Parshas Vayeshev Gimel. He says a remarkable thing. He quotes the Midrash Bereshis Rabbah, which says that, you know, it's interesting. When a lot of terrible things happened in the family of Yaakov, the Shvatim were busy selling Yosef. Yosef was taking on his sackcloth and his fasting for the situation. Reuven was involved with his sackcloth and his fasting because of the situation. He let the ball drop. Yaakov was involved with his sackcloth and his fasting because of the loss of his son. While all this was happening, Vayered Yehuda me'esechov, Yehuda goes down, and what does he do? Asuk li'likach lo'isha. He was going to go get married to a woman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved with what? What was happening while all these people were in mourning and Yehuda's going to marry a woman? In that moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to find the Mashiach. Why? Because ultimately the marriage of Yehuda is going to lead to his marriage to his daughter, nor Tamar, is going to give birth to Peretz, who's going to ultimately be the patriarch of the Malchus based David. Very puzzling medrash. What does it mean? So the Meher Shilach quotes this pasuk. Im lo shivisi v'domamti nafshi kegamul alei imoy. Like a child that is dependent on their mother. What David HaMelech is saying is that if you look at a child's born helpless, a child cannot survive for more than a few hours without sustenance and security and protection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this amazing thing. He allows children who are so vulnerable, who are so dependent, to have a mother who nurses them. Literally, everything they need is to be found in one life source, in one liquid, which their own mother provides just exactly what they need. And then a child grows older and becomes more sophisticated and more capable. And that child now goes off and goes to school and gets a job and does all the things necessary. And at a certain point, they become what they at least think is independent. And what David HaMelech is emphasizing in this Mizmor is that to the degree that we realize that we really are dependent on Hashem is the degree that Hashem will nurse us like a mother nurses their vulnerable and dependent child. To the degree that we act independent and as if we have some form of semblance of independence, that's the degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us fin for ourselves. David HaMelech is asking us to do, what David HaMelech is commending us to do, is to remember how dependent and how childlike we are in our very sophisticated lives. And therefore, that's what this Midrash is saying. Yaakov, Yosef, the brothers, they were all involved in Sako Vatanya, so they were trying to fix the past. They were trying to look back and say, what can we do to fix this situation, this terrible situation? And by the way, there's many times where that's appropriate. But what did Yehuda do? Why was Yehuda marrying? Yehuda realized that he had no way of fixing the past. He was completely 100% dependent. He says, I'm going to marry and I'm going to hope that there will be a better future. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's where Mashiach is born. Mashiach is not necessarily born when you think you're in control, when you think you can fix, when you think you can change. It's when you realize you can't change. It's when you realize how dependent, in fact, you really are. That's when Mashiach is born. That is when Yachel Yisrael, when the nation of Israel, can really hope in Israel, Me'atov ve'ad olam, from now and forever. And that is the message of this Mizmor, is our dependence is, in fact, our resolution. Have a meaningful and wonderful day.